a comment of my own in the debate about the sentencing of people in the wake of the riots in the United Kingdom as they spread further afield from London. And yesterday the news was released that two gentlemen are getting 4-year sentences for trying to plot a riot in their area, which they didn't successfully do or do at all. They did obviously post the messages that they posted. And this comment is not coming from the direction of the liberal-minded, you know, let's have free speech and it wasn't so bad what they had written. I'm not making a judgment on that. I'm making a judgment on the sentence and how it is a problem for criminal justice. If one is to think that it is a over-the-top sentence for the purposes of teaching people a lesson, which you will hear not the judges say, because the judges don't speak on the 6 o'clock news, but politicians say in advance of the court cases and after the court case, plenty of politicians saying this is why it is a strong case, this is to send out a message to other people. But here is the problem in the heavy sentence. The heavy sentence is so heavy versus what would have happened prior to the riots, that the case will be appealed and the sentence will be so overturned that what you intended to do with a very tough sentence will be so diminished, it will have failed to achieve what was intended by a tough sentence. And I'll give a comparison. One of the first cases of its kind, a Facebook comment landed a Derry unemployed chef in trouble for his comment with regard to the DUP's Gregory Campbell, and he said, "You should get a bullet in the head." This landed him in court in July and sentenced around the last day of July 2011, and he was fined £500 sterling and given a 5-month suspended sentence for that comment. Now, I'm not judge, I'm not jury, and I don't set sentences. But if you compare one with another from yesterday, an attempt to offer over-the-top sentencing to teach the wider population a lesson as to what will happen if you post messages of such a nature on a social network will backfire so much. I'm just waiting to see that happen, because appropriate sentencing should be meted out and it should be handed out across the country as some degree of evenness. And that's my point on it. Watch this backfire.